What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 945. In this episode, I'll discuss how the use of dopamine for shock affects mortality rates. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode945. Surviving sepsis guidelines do not list dopamine as one of the vasopressors to use for the treatment of septic shock, and other types of shock are usually treated with non-dopamine vasopressors as well due to the higher rate of ventricular arrhythmias associated with dopamine use. However, dopamine is available in a premixed extended stability ready-to-use form. This makes it likely to be included in code cards or more readily available than other vasopressors, which can contribute to its selection. In addition, old habits can be hard to break, and clinicians that are used to using dopamine because it was part of their training may continue using it out of habit. To explore the consequences of dopamine use to treat patients with shock, a group of authors published a retrospective analysis of dopamine use based on data from the Japanese Intensive Care Patient Database, the largest intensive care database in Japan. Just under 15,000 patients who are in the ICU for at least 24 hours for shock were analyzed. The use of norepinephrine was about twice as prevalent as the use of dopamine, but there were still over 4,600 patients who received dopamine in this analysis. The group of patients who received dopamine tended to have more cardiovascular diagnoses, were more frequently post-surgical ICU admissions, and had lower APACHE 3 scores compared to patients given norepinephrine alone. Three dosing categories for dopamine were examined, which correspond to the breakpoints traditionally thought to have differing effects on various receptors, less than 5 mics per kilo per minute, 5 to 15, and greater than 15. While the less than 5 mics per kilo per minute group did not have any mortality difference, the 5 to 15 and the greater than 15 groups had significantly higher mortality rates than the norepinephrine group. The odds ratio for mortality was 1.46 in the 5 to 15 mic per kilo per minute group and 3.3 in the greater than 15 mic per kilo per minute group. The authors concluded the results of this study suggest detrimental effects of dopamine use on mortality rates, specifically at a high dose. With the availability of premixed norepinephrine, the results of this study support using it over premixed dopamine in code cards, even if it comes at a high drug acquisition cost. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.